from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name to our Gospel broadcast. I'm delighted that you're joining with us, and I trust that you'll stay tuned for the next 15 minutes and hear the precious word of the Lord. It's my privilege and indeed pleasure to be behind the microphone for another time, bringing the Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. May I just take a moment to encourage our many listeners to write to us. We've received letters from some of you, but we'd like to hear from many more. If you've been blessed through listening in to the Word of God as it's gone over the airwaves, then why not take just a moment to drop us a line, and we'd be delighted to receive your letter and to give you a prompt reply. It might be that you want to request some gospel literature. It's absolutely free of charge, and it's entirely without obligation, so why not make a point of dropping us a line this week? Do remember to write to us at the mailing address. Our preacher today is the Reverend Ivan Foster, and he's continuing with his series in the Gospel of Mark, and here he is.
You're all very welcome to our program. Let us come right away to our Bible reading. Mark chapter 6 is our usual chapter, but we're going to read the parallel account of the feeding of the 5,000 as it's set down in John's Gospel. John chapter 6, verse 5. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, Whence shall we buy bread, that these may eat? This he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, Make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were sent down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto the disciples, Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together, and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, This is of a truth, that prophet that should come into the world. May God bless the reading of his word to our hearts. Now we're going to have a hymn, and again it's taken from our featured CD, that of the Whitfield Choir, and they're singing for us that wonderful hymn, It Is Well With My Soul. The soloist is Nigel Davidson.
Thank you.
This is our last study of the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. So far, we have considered how that Christ demonstrated the power of creation in turning 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes into sufficient food for such a multitude of people. We thought also of the abundant measure of Christ's supply, for he didn't just merely give them enough, but he gave them much more. There was a great abundance of food left after the people had eaten their fill. We thought also of the feeble means that the Lord Jesus Christ is pleased to use to advance his cause. He took the provision of a little boy, 5 barley loaves, 2 small fishes. Now in this final study we want to consider the method that Christ employed in distributing the bread, because there is instruction here. There's instruction here for church officers, there's instruction here for preachers and pastors, and there's instruction, of course, for us all. There was a great mass of people to be fed that day, not just 5,000 men. What about the women and the children who would have been there as well? And to be sure of feeding everyone, the Lord Jesus set about bringing order to the multitude. It would have been easy for little children to have been overlooked in the feeding of the people. But that doesn't happen in Christ's church. He does not miss or overlook anyone. First of all, everyone was told to sit down. In verse 39 of chapter 6 of Mark, he commanded them to make all sit down by companies upon the green grass. The disciples were told to go through the multitude and tell everybody to sit down. There ought to be order in God's house, and it is the duty of those who are God's servants to make sure that order is maintained amongst the flock. Sitting down speaks to us of rest, and of course rest is linked to our receiving of the bread of life. In Psalm 23, you recall how David said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture." Resting and feasting under Christ, that is what the repentant soul enjoys. In Matthew chapter 11 and the verse 28, you have that invitation from the Saviour, "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Christ gives us rest as well as giving us food. Then again, we are told that they were arranged in ranks. Strangely enough, that word rank is a word that is linked to the arrangement of a garden. In other words, when the people were all seated, there must have been the appearance of an orderly flower bed, as you would have looked down upon the scene. That made it much easier, of course, for the disciples to reach them. And again, I emphasize that there is order amongst the people that Christ rules. Today in the Church of Jesus Christ, there is great disorder. Even in the ordinary services, it seems to be acceptable for children to get up and leave the service and come in again. That ought not to be. There ought to be this sitting down under the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, quietly awaiting the portion that he has for us as we have gathered to worship. We cannot but think of heaven as a place where peace reigns and confusion has gone. I have one final thing to say. It has to be noted that the Lord Jesus did not himself distribute the bread. When he had blessed it and broken it, he gave it to his disciples. I emphasize this because God has ordained that by the preaching of the gospel through his servants, the church is fed and the world is evangelized. With the authority of the Lord Jesus, we thus can offer to you today the bread of life. I trust that even in listening to this radio broadcast, and I hope that your Bible is before you, you will accept Christ, the bread of life, feast upon him, and know the salvation of your soul. May God bless you. Goodbye.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.